When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
Sie hören SBS German.
Ich spreche über das Telefon mit Nathalie Sanseverino. Sie ist bekannt für ihre Brote, die sie in Nürnberg backt. Jetzt, Nathalie, versuchst du, die Sandwich-Szene in Nürnberg zu revolutionieren. Was macht ihr denn da?
I guess it starts with the idea that everybody can make a sandwich and everybody can buy a bread roll with some cheese and ham in there and maybe a piece of lettuce and something not necessarily very inspiring, but will get you through the day. And really what we want to bring to Nürnberg and is what we've been seeing all around the world is really good, high quality bread. In my case, it's sourdough bread. It's natural. It's handcrafted. And the fillings in there are exciting, they're different, they spark the imagination, and they are a full-blown meal in that you'll be very satisfied, not just physically, you know, in your tummy, but you also, your taste buds are satisfied as well, and you've gotten something really special.
Wenn ich dich also richtig verstehe, geht's darum, dass das, was man hier in Deutschland beim Bäcker bekommt, du sagst es ja, einem Blatt Salat und einer Scheibe Schinken und vielleicht noch ein bisschen Käse, dass das zu langweilig ist und ihr da einen neuen Anstoß liefern wollt.
Yeah, so I guess to some degree I am. I mean, when you can access something quite simple like a cheese and ham sandwich or a schnitzel sandwich on every corner, it becomes quite generic. It becomes average and expected. But we are trying to present something that is unexpected. It's made in front of you. We know every ingredient. We know about the product that we're putting in front of you, and we can talk to you about it. It's just a different experience, not only culinarily, but it's also a social thing. It's about the interaction and about community.
Die Sandwiches, die ihr ja jetzt einmal im Monat in Nürnberg verkauft, das wäre ja sowas, was man vielleicht auch in den Vierteln von Melbourne zum Beispiel in St. Kilda oder so bekommen würde. Hast du das Gefühl, dass du da so einen Hauch von deiner australischen Heimat nach Nürnberg bringst?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, things that remind me of home or things that I can draw inspiration from are usually Instagram accounts that are based in Australia and or in specifically in Melbourne, because Melbourne does have a very vibrant and very exciting and innovative cafe culture. Currently, sandwiches are the big thing. And not only that, I'm looking at places in London, in Frankfurt, in France. And we also want to bring in what we know from, you know, German Franconian culture, as well as what we each individually know from our travels or from where we have had other lived experiences.
Das ist ja dann potenziell was, was ihr da backt, was viele Menschen einfach noch nicht kennen. Wie reagieren die dann auf das, was ihr da macht und anbietet?
The reaction has been great so far. And, you know, there's a huge difference between walking into a place where everything is pre-prepared, whereas we have a very small but classy menu where you meet the person who baked the bread, you meet the person who spent days slaving over the fillings. And I think it makes a huge difference in knowing that this has been assembled by a small sort of dedicated group of people who are passionate about food, as opposed to a big chain of supermarkets or bakeries. And I think people really appreciate that for starters. And they're more keen on that experience as well today.
Ist es denn dann eigentlich auch schon mal vorgekommen, dass wirklich jemand kam, das Sandwich probiert hat und gesagt hat, Mensch, das habe ich so im Ausland gegessen, vielleicht sogar in Australien. Ich habe es ewig hier gesucht und endlich finde ich jetzt hier sowas in der Art.
Yeah, so I've had at least one comment of somebody saying that it reminded them of a place in Canada, or it reminded them of somewhere they had traveled to before, and had a lot of people also ask me questions about the bread. I've even had somebody ask me, which bakery do you get your bread from? And I simply just had to point to myself. And yeah, discussions with people who are into making sourdough themselves, people who are asking about the ingredients and where they came from or who prepared them. And then it just generates a conversation about food and about community and how happy they are to have found us.
Wir haben ja jetzt schon über die deutschen Sandwiches gesprochen, dass die anders sind als deine, aber du hast mir noch gar nicht verraten, was auf deine Sandwiches draufkommt. Wie belegt ihr die und gibt's welche, die die Leute am liebsten essen? Also was war so der Renner? Was wurde euch aus den Händen gerissen?
So we switch things up every pop-up that we run. But at our first pop-up, we had an amazing, what we called a Korean fried cauliflower. So instead of a Korean fried chicken, which is very popular as a street food on the streets of Melbourne and in Korea, we decided to do a twist on that and to do a vegan version of that. So we definitely focus on very exciting and interesting vegan options as well as meat. So we did an amazing roast beef at the first pop-up as well. But these are things that people know and recognize, but there is a little twist on them. So we like to keep things sort of familiar and then turn it on its head a little bit and surprise people.
Nathalie Sanseverino, eine australische Bäckerin, die mittlerweile in Nürnberg nicht nur in einer Eisdiele arbeitet und für die Expat-Community backt, sondern die auch einmal im Monat ein Sandwich-Pop-Up organisiert. Vielen Dank für deine Zeit.
Liken, teilen und kommentieren Sie unsere Inhalte bei facebook.com/sbsgerman.